The festival was formed in 1990 by actually a local filmmaker named Aviva Kempner, who's still very active both as an advisor to our festival and as a very active independent filmmaker in the U.S. At the time, it was one of the first, and as such, we're one of the oldest and largest Jewish film festivals really anywhere in the country. We're entering our 26th year. At this point, the festival is in a really exciting and tremendous period of growth. We're expecting roughly 12,000 to 15,000 attendees, depending how everything shakes out. The festival happens at venues all throughout the city and also Maryland, venues like the Landmark in Bethesda and East Street and West End, also our own venue, the Goldman Theater at the DC JCC, of which we are a program, the AFI Silver Theater and so forth. And the program consists of about 150 discrete events through the period of 12 days. So I'll give a few of the highlights, but of course, can't list everything. So we opened Wednesday, February 24th with the film Baba June, which is the first Israeli feature all in the Farsi language, or primarily in Farsi. It's about an Iranian family in Israel. It's a touching tale, and it won the Ofer, which is Israel's version of the Oscar. We close with Natalie Portman's directorial debut, A Tale of Love and Darkness, based on the Amos Oz book. Some other highlights include former Congressman Barney Frank is going to be with us for a documentary about him for a couple of nights. And we're giving our Visionary Award to Armin Mueller-Stahl, as well as doing a retrospective showing of Avalon, the Barry Levinson film in which he stars, and of course many others along the way.
So what exactly is the criteria to be considered to be included? Is it someone has to be Jewish, a Jewish director, Jewish actors? Like, talk a little bit about that.
No, so it's definitely not about whether the filmmaker is Jewish or not. It's actually pretty incidental to us and not something we take into account. It's really much more so about the content and subject matter of the film, which has to have something to do with exploring the Jewish identity. So that can be through culture, through history, it can be through humor or food. There are a whole lot of aspects, and sometimes just through Jewish values. And so there are a lot of entry points, but it has to thematically relate to something having to do with the Jewish experience.
So you said this festival has been around for more than 25 years. Talk a little bit about how it's grown over the years.
Sure. I mean, it's grown tremendously, just, you know, simple numbers in the sense of the number of people that have been coming has grown a lot over the last 3 or 4 years. We've nearly tripled the size of the festival in terms of attendance and reach. But also, I think the role of a Jewish film festival has certainly changed since 1990. When it was formed, it was really, as I mentioned, one of the first. And as such, there weren't many outlets for independent Jewish film to show. And so it was really fulfilling a need that way. And nowadays, of course, Jewish films are present in major international film festivals. Many of the films we're showing, for example, also premiered at Cannes or Toronto, Berlin, these major showcases, Sundance and so forth. And so at this point for us, we really see ourselves as a celebration and an exploration of an identity, as a community building festival and also as a festival of cinematic discovery. You may have heard of this amazing film, for example, Tale of Love and Darkness, that had premiered in Cannes, and this is your first chance to see it in D.C.
So D.C. is known for having a pretty strong Jewish community. Talk about how that has played into the success of the film festival over the years.
The Jewish community is very well organized and tremendously supportive of the festival. For us, we do by far the sort of majority of our outreach with Jewish and also other arts and nonprofit organizations, but much of the support of the festival, both financially but really also in terms of outreach and the ability to speak to an audience, comes through the support of these organizations. So they'll send emails on our behalf, they'll bring groups, they'll publicize. And so it's a very concerted effort, really, of the Jewish community as a whole.
Where can folks go to get more information and see the list of events and all that stuff?
Sure. So the best place is our website, which is wjff.org, like Washington Jewish Film Festival. Of course, we also are on Facebook. We're on Twitter. You can pick up our print guide at any of our venues. Hopefully people will come out. It wraps up on March the 6th.